Welcome back, everyone, to Intuitive Conversations with Tamara and Chantel. I'm Chantel Neufeld.
I'm Tamara Franz.
Today, we're just going to go out for coffee, or I guess in this case, tea.
Yes.
And talk about our lives and what we've been up to, and more so like what's been coming to us, because I'm between jobs, so I've had a lot of time to just, yeah. I feel like,
and I'm after jobs. So.
Yeah. I feel like my spirit's coming back into my body as I list the things I love, or as I give myself permission to do the things I love, instead of just like feeling like I'm in a rush, or like I got to, you know, fit this in before that. And now it's just like I have all this time. And yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, it feels good. But it's also, I don't know, it's a bit scary. Like, I feel like the kid who's in class when the teacher says, write about anything you want. And then you sit there like, where do I start? What, you know?
Yeah, there's so many things that could be fun to do. Like, I could just sit and read, just, or I could just sit and write. I love both of those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Oh, getting used to retirement. Well, I mean, I talked about my big trip this summer, walking the Camino. And so I've been doing lots of photo editing and writing blogs, and I want to kind of capture it for myself mainly, as while I'm still remembering all the details. So even though I've been putting out probably a blog a week or something, even if nobody reads it, it's something
I read it.
It's something for my memory box, you know, that
and
I can share with my kids and grandkids.
Yeah. No, I feel like I'm right there with you when you're talking about that stuff. I don't have the energy you do. I mean, not yet. I don't walk, like, you were walking, what, like 23 kilometers a day or something to prep for this? And I was just like, what? That's like walking the morning and back. Like, I can't imagine walking that far, but.
Yeah. And it's funny now, you know, I get up in the morning and my body wants to walk. I sort of put myself in that mode, and it's so beautiful in the mornings. I think that people keep asking me, so what's the retired, enjoying the retired life? What's it like to be retired? And I don't even know what to say, but I think one of the things is I'm loving my mornings now, because I can go out and walk for an hour. And today there were just massive flocks of blackbirds on the move, and it was misty. The mist was rising from the fields and the little creek. It was just so pretty and quiet and calm, and I love starting my day that way now. And that's often actually where ideas come to me. So the other day, we just went through a lunar eclipse. And so the day after, I was walking and it was so gorgeous. The full moon was up on the one side, and I looked and directly across, there's the sun rising. And I felt like I was on a, I felt like I was walking right on the face of a cosmic astrology chart. And I watched as the one was coming up and the other was descending, and the moon was getting fainter and the sun was getting brighter. And it was just this beautiful, I wrote a poem about it, and it felt like the changing of the guard, but just such a gentle, quiet way. And they were speaking to each other in light language, and it was just the most beautiful thing. And so I have time now to savor those things and capture that before it, it's like we were just talking about in our last podcast with Elizabeth Gilbert, and how ideas come and want to collaborate with us. And I can embrace the collaboration now and go home and scribble something down.
You have the time.
Of that. Yeah.
And the quietness. Yeah.
And I think it, it's the most wonderful thing that I can plan a day where I can go sit in a coffee shop with my laptop and a book or whatever I want to bring, and just savor, be present in the moment. I think I'm a lot more present now because I can enjoy my time, and I don't have to live by the clock and think about being in a certain place at a certain time.
Yeah. I was talking with my kid. We were going for a drive yesterday, and I was just like, this anxiety that I used to feel around my job, like, what if I do this and I get fired? What if I do that and I get fired? And it was just like, those thoughts are still coming to me because it's only been a little bit of time, a few days, but it's less now. And like, I can comfort myself and going like, that's done, like that. We can close, like that chapter is done. We're turning the page. This is something new. Like, you're safe. Like,
isn't that interesting that, and we both would consider ourselves empaths in the sense that we're very much affected by the environment around us and liable to absorb things. And but that need to, you know, there's, I think with empaths especially, there's always this conflict between the need to be authentic and to bring your light and your gifts into the world, and then what you need to do to satisfy the system or please the people around you, the people you're working for, not get into trouble by following your heart instead of following protocol, those kinds of things.
If you get an assignment in high school where you're supposed to write on a certain topic and you like have to play to the judge, you know, you have to write what the teacher believes because you know what the teacher believes, even if it's not your belief, but you have to write it to get your grade. It's that kind of idea.
Wouldn't it be wonderful, because we talked in our last podcast about a time of unraveling, wouldn't it be wonderful if this becomes a time where everyone reclaims their authenticity and the sovereignty to follow your heart, your passions, to, you always use the term pivot, to your preferences.
Mm-hmm. And that has kept me safe so much this past couple of years. I can't even begin to say.
Like, do you have a story to share that you would feel comfortable sharing around that?
Or, just even an example of what,
just an example of what that looks like, maybe.
Okay. So when you're interacting with someone on a regular basis who is very unkind and, there's this quote, like, you become like the people you hang around with, or it's just like you can't just keep, you know, taking blow after blow after blow metaphorically and not come out just feeling like you need to go to get bandaged up. And like, I know people say like, just power through it, or you're going to learn all these lessons. But like, at what point do you just go back in for another beating until you're like, no, like, I don't prefer to live like that. I would prefer to take a cut in pay and live a more peaceful lifestyle. So
I hear you. Yeah.
And it's interesting too, because energy, like, you kind of have to replace it with something else. Like when you put so much of your time and energy into one thing and all of a sudden it's gone, like there's a, like, nature abhors a vacuum, right? And so it's just like, I really want to replace it with things that I love, like, intentionally. Yeah. And so I'm in the process of doing that.
Wow, a light just went on for me.
Ooh.
By you. So I think that's what happens to people. You know how people retire and then you'll ask them, well, how's retired life? And the standard answer that I get from people who have been teachers is busy. It's busy. And it's the vacuum, right? If you're not intentional about the creative things that you want to do, and we were talking about how creativity is scary. Right. And so we'll find excuses not to do the thing that makes us feel vulnerable, do the thing that represents our deepest authenticity that people might step on or reject or laugh at or mock or. And if you create that vacuum in your life, someone's going to fill it if you don't.
So true. I was thinking I was going to go on my Google Calendar and block off a day, like a do nothing day. And wouldn't you know, they're all full with something. But yeah. I mean, if I really wanted to, I could go and I could, you know, move some puzzle pieces around and make a do nothing day. But I would have to really like put my foot down with the people I live with too and be like, this is my day. You can't ask me for things. If you ask me, I will say no, just FYI.
Well, I'm thinking about a my time. Like, even though I'm home alone, there can still be interruptions, the phone rings, whatever. What if I just decide morning is, this is the time if I want to create something, if I want to actually have writing time or whatever, I have to schedule it and be really true. That collaboration with creativity that we talked about the last time, right? It means showing up. That's your partner. Creativity. Are you going to stand them up? That partner's showing up for you. It's 10 o'clock. You said this was writing time. Where are you?
I like the idea of blocks of time too. And the idea of acting as if, like way back when, 7, 8 years ago, when I was starting my hypnotherapy practice, I set aside a time that this is my time for clients that they can book with me. But when they didn't, I still made sure to do stuff around that subject and pretend like I did have a client
I love
or
that.
take a course on the subject or something where like the energies that be know that that is time for that. So I feel like when you act as if, then pretty soon, like when you're pretending, things start coming to be real.
Because you're aligning yourself,
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
exactly.
With the wavelength that you want to be on, instead of waiting for it to come and pick you up off the shore.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's going to be interesting to see how things play out at my house because my oldest is getting married, moving out, and we might rent out the basement, or I might use the basement for my office. Like, there's a lot of things that we don't
Yeah,
know
possibilities.
how it's going to be. We'll see. I feel like this is a time of like many possibilities, and it's just like trying to pick the one that lights me up the most without guilt is going to be an interesting challenge.
Yeah. There's a saying on the Camino, like the way is made by walking. And so as you, and I think it's been phrased in different ways by different people along the way, as you take a step and a step and a step, the way appears in front of you. And I've always found that really hard, because I want to see probably three, five, ten, the
You
next
want
two
the
miles.
completed book in
Yeah.
front of you, and it's done, and
Yeah.
people are
Yeah.
buying it in
But
the
that's where
store.
creative imagination comes in, right? Where if
Yeah.
you visualize what could be around the bend or what the finished product might look like or what your the life that makes your heart sing.
I look forward to seeing your vision board now that you're retired, like how different it's going to look than your previous vision boards.
Yeah, well, it might not look that different because I think the passions are still the
Very
same.
similar, yeah.
Yeah.
But like some of them you've done this year now that you are not working, and so yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me, like I just really love the idea of the vision board, but not just making it, but like looking at it often, like having it up in your room and just like almost meditating on it and imagining yourself in the various
Yeah.
things.
Well, that makes me think because going back to the collaboration with creativity, like, what if you make your creative vision board around what do I want to create in my life, or what do I feel of I'm being called to collaborate on creatively with the universe or with the ideas that are coming to me? And then what if that becomes a vision board that you actually dialogue with, have a conversation with, and like if you schedule your creativity time or your me time, whatever. I'm here, so what are we doing today?
Yeah. The thing that comes to mind when you said that for me is music.
Mm.
My like it used to be that my kids like didn't like it when I played the violin or like they were just like we want it quiet, we want to do our thing, like that's bothering us. And so I just like put it away for so many years. Like I brought it out occasionally to play, but my youngest said to me the other day, like she's like, I love it when you play your violin, like it's just so she just gets excited when I play, and I'm like, I didn't know that. So now it's going to be a
Oh,
challenge these
cool.
couple weeks that I have off between jobs to put that intention out and
Yeah.
like and play again. And like I have like my classical pieces, I have the hymns, I have the fiddle music, and it's just like a different part of me comes alive. And I don't know, I just find when I think about the future, it's very much centered around music, sound, vibration, healing, like all that stuff.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. That makes me think about the importance of like playing in the muck with things. Somebody posted a video of their child learning to play clarinet, and they were laughing themselves silly because every time she blew into it, it would squeak, and then they would just laugh and laugh and laugh. And I thought, that's, how we need to approach our creativity, because this thing about you're making noise, and we have such an idea of if I'm going to spend my time on something, it better yield a product that is high quality or that has a function, or like we're so functional or product oriented. I don't know if this is,
Will
our
other people see me as a success?
Yeah. Like we've been so I mean, we've lived in a capitalist system for so long. It's really shaped our thinking about adding value and what that means to add value. And what if adding value just means it brings me joy, and because of that, I exude that for other people and they feel that around me. And boy, couldn't we use some joy in our world right now?
Yeah, like I feel like it's really helping other people. I was writing my speech for the wedding because it's only days away, and one of the things I wrote was, "Don't dim your light because your light is inspirational." It's like people, instead of like, you could totally reframe that thing of like, if I shine my light, people will be threatened by me. But you could also reframe that into like, if I shine my light, people will be inspired by me and more create, like people will want to collaborate with me. Like, do I have all of the pieces that I need to like produce a musical thing? No, I don't. But if I put that into the world that this is what I want to do, I feel like people who have the gifts that I need will find me.
Yeah, because you've got a collaborator out there working with you, right? Divine creativity.
Yeah, and often too, like in terms of manifesting, they say like you've got to talk about what you love with every person that you meet. Like just
Well,
talk
you
about what's
hear
on your
both, right?
mind.
You hear
Yeah.
both. Talk about it to everyone, or don't talk about it because you don't want to disperse or dial, or that the energy. Let I don't know. I've heard both sides of it. I think you follow your heart and just do whatever.
That reminds me of me and my kid. When it comes 11/11, we like to make a wish, and she likes to keep hers a secret, and I like to just tell it. I like to just say it, and she's like, "Well, you don't want to like, suck it back." I'm
It's
like,
like a birthday wish.
"I'm not sucking it back, man. I'm just gonna tell everybody." But I don't think there's one right way. I think that everyone knows the way that's kind of feels right for them.
Yeah,
And
totally.
I mean, it makes sense to me if you're talking to somebody about a dream that you have and they like pick up on it or like, "Yeah, I could help with this, this, and this." Like, it makes more sense than just having a conversation with someone, not talking about what you love, and then nothing gets done. Like, but there is something magical about speaking the words out there, like, "I am this and I'm doing this," and tells the powers that be, like, "Oh, that's what you actually decided to do. Cool, let's do
Well, you look at the
it."
creation myth, and it's always either singing or speaking, and the world comes into being. Let there be light, so there is power in the spoken word for sure.
Even if it's just you in the mirror. I remember
Or you and your vision board.
you sending me a picture of like something that was around your mirror at one point years ago, and I was just like,
Oh.
"That's a cool idea, where you can just look into the mirror and say the things that you are." And I did hear from one of my mentors to say, even if like it doesn't resonate with you, like when you say, "I am this," to just be like, "I am learning. I am learning to be a creative person. I am learning to be a confident person because we are."
I am embracing my creativity. I'm embracing
Yeah.
my confidence. There's ways you can phrase it that are
That,
more palatable, maybe, but
well, just that feel true. It's
Yeah,
like,
because that's the most important thing. It has to feel real and authentic and true inside.
So for me to just stand in front of the mirror and be like, "I am learning to be this and this," then yeah, it's a good idea.
So, to anyone who's listening, whatever point you are at in your journey, we'd love to hear comments. What's going on for you? What are you creating in your life? What's calling to you?
Yesterday was like a big day in the numerology world. It was like the 9th month, the 9th day, and then if you added up all the numbers, it would be like 999. And then also you said I was a life path 9, and then there was another 9 in there
The
somewhere.
nine, you said, well, it was whatever day of out of 365.
Oh
It was
yeah.
the 200 and something
Day.
day, and if you added that all up, it made
That was a
nine.
9. So there was just a bunch of
Very
9s.
cool.
You've been talking about like astrology to me and like what it means for like this point in time and
Well, that's part of my retirement fun too, is just doing the deep dive into astrology. It was I've always had an interest in metaphysics, but astrology was something I held back from because I knew that it would be a deep rabbit hole if I ever went down it. It's just very complex and there's so many moving parts. But what I've found actually in this crazy time is that having a bigger picture really helps me be grounded, because whatever craziness is going on in the world, I can see and understand the larger energies at play, and it shows a picture of the energy is not moving in the direction of repression and power over and hierarchy and dominator energy. That's all moving out. And you can see it in, for anyone who's versed at all in astrology, the outer planets have all in the past year changed signs. And so there's a massive changing of the guard happening. And
Changes in the air, and it's
for sure,
exciting.
it's in the air. It's exciting, it's uncertain, and for a lot of people, it's fear-based. And
But you
this
can
is.
move from fear to excitement. It's the same frequency, just on a spectrum.
Right, we can frame it. We can frame it however we want. And those paradigms help us to do a different kind of framing than what the news frames for us, which is always about who said the craziest thing today and who's bombing who. And
Astrology just feels comforting to me when I hear a reading or, yeah,
well,
fun.
there is some comfort in just knowing that those heavenly bodies have been there longer than anyone has a record of, and will keep being there, and the rhythms and the cycles continue. And so we're held in this system of what's the word I'm looking for? That you can count on it. It's not like they're not going to fall out of the sky all of a sudden. There is
Just
continuity
give
and
some structure.
yeah.
But anyways, we're to our time again. We'll have to do another episode on astrology
Coffee
coming up.
talk with
Yeah.
Chantal and tomorrow.
Okay, until next time, everyone, keep following your heart song.